सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति
शान्ति
शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
We are studying chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, and in verse number 25 and 26, Bhagavan is giving Jnana Sadhana. Jnana Sadhana. What sadhana is to be done to reach to that goal? So it is said, Labhante Brahma Nirvanam Rishayah. Rishayah, they labhante, they attain, they get. What? Brahma Nirvanam, Mukti. They get Mukti. Who is this Rishi? The Rishi is the Tattvavita. Tattvavit, in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, we find, Tattvavittu Mahabaho gan Gunakarma Vibhagayo Guna Gunesu Vartante Iti Matvana Sajjate Tattvavit. He knows the Guna. He knows the Sattva Rajas Tamas Guna and their function. Their function they know. Knowing this, guna guneshu vartante, they know the transaction is going on between anatma and anatma. My body is also anatma and the objects of the world are also anatma, so transaction is going between anatma and anatma, guna or gun. Therefore, all transactions are in maya and nothing is there, no transaction is there in atma or brahman. Therefore, na sajjate, they don't identify with it. Such person is a rishi, rishayaha. Then in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita we find karmani ya karmaya paseda karmani cha karmaya. One who sees in all karma akarma. Akarma means akarta atma. While acting in the world, his mind is there with the akarta atma. Or akarmani cha karmaya, in all inaction, he is seeing the karma. I am not acting. There is a doership there. One who knows this thing, he is a rishi. Brahmarpanam brahmavi brahmagno brahmanautam brahmaivatena gandabhyam brahma karma samadhina. He is a rishi because he is seeing Brahman everywhere. Tad buddhi tad atmana tan nishtha tat parayana. He is a rishi because his goal is tat parayana. His goal is atman or brahman. Tan nishtha, he has done sravan and manan. Tad atmana, he has done nididhyasan. Tad buddha, he has done the sakshatkar, the raparvocha anubhuti. He has got the direct experience of that tattva. Those people are rishayaha. So rishayaha labhante brahma nirvanam. These people, they get brahma nirvanam. Chhina kalmasa, they have destroyed their sin. What is the sin in BMI chart? Vasana is sin. They have destroyed vasana. How they have destroyed the vasana? Vasana is avidya. How it got destroyed? Sravan manan nididhyasan. They did the sravan. Know it for sure that avidya goes away in sravan kal only, by sravan only. By sravan only. Chhina kalmasaha, chhinna dvaidha, and there is the duality is torn. Duality is torn means what? Now they have got no doubt about Jeev Jagat and Ishwar. A Jnani has got a doubt. Who is this Jeeva? What is this Jagat? Where from this Jagat has come? So therefore we study Tattva Bodh and where from this Jagat. Where from this Jagat come? How it came? We want to know. Jagat. Who is Ishwar? We have got doubt about that. But after Sarvan Manan Nididhyasan, we don't have any doubt about Jeev Jagat, Ishwar. Chinnadvaita, Yatatmana. Yatatmana, who is self-controlled. Self-controlled means whose senses and mind are under control. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. Now he is seeing in Sarva Bhuta, in all beings, the same essence. Therefore, Rataha, he is rejoicing. Rejoicing what? In the welfare of all beings. Welfare of all beings. When you start seeing the same essence in all beings, there will not be any hatred. Ishabhasa Upanishad. No hatred. What there will be? Only love, love, love. When there is a love in heart, then you serve. We have got love toward our children, therefore we serve our children. When we come to know that all beings have got the same essence, then that means the love will generate and that love will force me to serve everybody. I will not harm, hurt anybody, any being. Sarva bhuta hite rataha, then kama krodha vyuktanam, and they are free of kama krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsara, we know this thing. Sata, ripu, we call six enemies. And the leader in this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsara is kama. Because everything is related to kama. If the kama is obstructed, then the krodha will come. If kama is fulfilled, the lobha will come. If kama is fulfilled, madha will come. Oh, I have got this thing. If the kama is fulfilled, then the moha will come. I am deluded. If other person's calm desire is fulfilled, he is more rich, then the jealousy will come, matsara will come. Matta sarati, he is ahead of me, other person. So matsara, jealousy will come. Kama krodha vyuktanam, yati naam, self-controlled, sannyasi. Yat chetasam, his mind is controlled. How his mind is controlled? His mind is purified. How he purified his mind? By sakam karma. Everybody is accepting. By doing sakam karma, you can purify your mind. No! We have to do karma yoga. We have to do niskam karma. Yat chetasam. Such person, vidit atmanam, he comes to know vidit. He comes to know atman. And when you come to know Atman, what will happen? Abhito Brahma Nirvanam. Abhito from all sides. Brahma Nirvanam. Mukti. You enjoy mukti from all sides. You enjoy. Now the last three sloka, sloka number 27, 28 and 29, are the seed for Dhyana Yoga. Summarily it is said, what is Dhyana Yoga? What is the fruit of Dhyana Yoga? Is said in these three slokas. So we will read 27 and 28 together.
Sparshan kritva bahir bayan. Sparshan kritva bahir bayan. Chakshus chaivantare bruvoho. Chakshus chaivantare bruvoho. Pranapano samau kritva. Pranapano samau kritva nasabhyantaracharino nasabhyantaracharino yatendriyamano buddhihi yatendriyamano buddhihi munir moksha parayanah munir moksha parayanah vigatechha bhaya krodha yasada muktayeva sah yasada muktayeva sah sparshan kritva bahir bayan chakshus chaivantare bhruvo pranapano samo kritva nasabhyantara charino yatendriyamano buddhihi munir moksha parayanah vigatechha bhaya krodah yasada muktayeva sah.
Sparsan kritva bahi bahiyan, bahi sparsan, bahi outside, sparsan sense object. So all sense object which are outside, kritva bahiyan, kritva, keep them outside only. So all the sense objects should be kept outside, shutting out all external contacts. What are external contacts? Sense object. Only five. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Where are they? Outside. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. They are outside. And how they enter in our mind? They enter into our mind as a thought. As a thought. Like this book. I see this book. So the form and the color of this book enters through my eyes into the mind. How? As a thought. To sparsan kritva bahi bahiyan means what? No thoughts of sense objects should come into the mind. No thoughts of sense objects should come into the mind. No idam vritti. What it means? It means vairagya. Rag means you like it. And the rag brings all the sense objects inside the mind. Rag brings all sense objects inside our mind. It means don't identify with your BMI. Guna gunesu vartante. Guna, five organs of perceptions, they are interacting with five sense objects. So therefore, if I don't identify with the BMI, I can stop. It means vairagya. Okay, you have stopped your organs of perception, closed your eyes. What about the mind? How can we close our mind? So it is said, in Dhyan Yoga, when Bhagwan will discuss in chapter 6. Let me tell you, the Dhyan Yoga which is given in chapter 6 is the best Dhyan Yoga. In no other Upanishad you will find such a detail how to meditate, step by step, what type of asana will be there and all that. Everything is all said there. So what about the mind? Arjun asked this question. Mind is very chanchal. You cannot hold it like a vayu. You can't hold vayu, air in your hand. Same way the mind is also very chanchal. The Lord says there that by abhyas and vairagya, you can control it. Vairagya, mind is habituated to go outside for millions of lives. Five jnanendriya, always they are extrovert only. So riding on them, mind always go outside. It is habituated to rebel outside. But he said abhyasena vairagyena, two things. Vairagya. Vairagya means you have to withdraw from the world. It's going outside always continuously. Vairagya. Vairagya. How the vairagya will happen, we'll see. And abhyas. Abhyas means you have to practice again and again, again and again. You are sitting in the meditation seat and when you are trying to meditate on the Lord, your mind is going in the outside in the world. So what I have to do? Bhagwan will say in chapter 6 that you bring it back again and again, million times if you have to do it. Again and again you have to bring it. Again. अभ्यास. हाउ लॉन्ग आई हैव टू डू द अभ्यास? पतंजलि योग सूत्र से दीर्घ काल, दीर्घ काल, फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम वी हैव टू प्रैक्टिस दैट. डोंट से फॉर 2 years आई एम प्रैक्टिसिंग मेडिटेशन नथिंग इज हैपनिंग. आर यू सिटिंग एवरी डे मॉर्निंग? नो, ओनली संडे मॉर्निंग. When there is Vivek Chudamani class, I go sit for meditation. Okay, you go on doing. By abhyas, but vairagya, how the vairagya will come? Vairagya will come with the dosa drishti. Dosa drishti means what? See the shortcomings of the sense objects. Have they given me fulfillment? Have they given me permanent happiness? See your experience. You don't have to study scriptures for that. For last 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, are you fulfilled? Are you permanently happy? No. For last 50 years, 60 years, I am reveling in the sense object, but I am not fulfilled. I am not permanently happy. That proves that sense object can never make us permanent happy. This much inference decision you can take. This is dosa drishti. And the scripture says, you can get permanent happiness here. Only two things are there, anatma and atma. Anatma will never give you permanent sukh. Atma will give you. So simple equation, if you don't understand this also, what else can be done? And Atma will give you dukkha, dukkhalaya. And Atma will give you permanent sukh. Both are available here now. Choice is ours. Even after studying Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, still we rebel into. Where do we go? To Anatma, not to Atma. Still we go. Why? Habituated to going that side. So that is to be done. Then what after that? Then sit quietly. After abhas and vairagya, when you are able to keep the sense object outside, you are successful. It's not an easy job. Not an easy job. It takes long time. Now you sit in a comfortable position. What has to be done next? Next step, before we have to complete step number one, you have to do first this thing. Control your mind and there should be vairagya. Chakshu cha eva antare bhruvo, fixing the gaze between the eyebrows. Bhru antare, two eyebrows, antare here. Fix the gaze there. Fix the gaze. Acha. It is a mudra. It is called Ardha Nimilanam. This is a mudra, it is called Ardha Nimilanam. Most of us, we don't know what is this mudra. In meditation seat, we all close our eyes. If the eyes are open, Unmilan Nimilan. Shutting of this eyelid, opening and closing. So if it is open, what will happen? The sense object will enter. If the eyes are open, then whatever you see, the object will enter. And if the eyes are fully closed, what will happen? It is habituated, that mind will go to sleep. Habituated. When we lie on the bed, what we do? Do we keep our eyes open or shut? Shut. Habituated. Mind knows, jao, aankh band kar li, ab sona hai. Goes to sleep. So if the eyes are open, meditation will not help. It is no meditation. If the eyes are closed, goes to the sleep. Meditation nahi hoga. So it is said, this mudra is to be maintained. Ardha Nimilanam. Ardha Nimilanam means the half close. The black portion of the eyes which sees should be covered. should be covered so that you don't see objects of the world. But it should not be fully closed so that you don't sleep. Now if you see the picture of Lord Shiva or Guru Nanak, then you will come to know, see their eyes. Is it fully closed? No. See, in Ardha Nimilanam Avastha is Chakshu Cha Eva Antre Bruvo. So in this state, what will happen? You will forget world because you are not seeing world. When the eyes are half closed, you will forget the world because the objects are not entering. And you will not sleep also because the eyes are not fully closed. See? Then what is to be done? So after this step number two, then the third step, Bhagavan says, prana pano samokritva nasa bhyantara charino. Prana apan, inhaling, exhaling, samokritva means equalizing, same. There are 1,000 types of pranayam, 1,000 types. Somebody will say, count 4, inhaling. Somebody will say, count 5. Somebody will say, count 8. Then hold it for 3, count 3, 4, 5, 6. Different variations are there. Then exhale, again hold. But Bhagavan says, prana pana samokritva. Samokritva, make it equal. Equal means smart. Suppose you inhale less and exhale more. What will happen? You will suffocate. You will suffocate. Samaukritva, it should be equal. So at the meditation seat, you don't have to do pranayam. So what we have to do? Our Tapovan Maharaj used to say, you do pranavikshan. Pranavikshan, just see your prana going out, coming in, going out, coming in. How that will happen? In the meditation seat, when you are sitting on the meditation seat, what will happen? You withdraw your mind from the world. Bring your mind to your body. And you slowly come to the pranas. From gross body, prana is more subtler. You know, I think, sthula sarir, annamayakos, prana is more subtler. So from sthul we are coming to slowly subtler. Come to the prana. And after prana, come to the mind. Then go beyond idam vritti and aham vritti. You get it. This is the process of meditation. So prana vikshana, it is said. So don't control your prana. You do the prana vikshana. And then yatendriya manobuddhi, with the senses, mind and intellect. Yata, controlled. Indriya, senses. Mana, mind. Buddhi, intellect. All these instruments should be controlled. This is all adjective to the muni. We have to control all these things. Senses to be controlled, mind is to be controlled, intellect is to be controlled, not running out to the sense objects. Muni mokshaparayana. Mokshaparayana, one who has set his goal, that my goal is that I want mukti, moksha. Mukti parayana. I don't want anything less than mukti. Mukti chahiye mere ko. Moksha parayana. So such person will be sarva karma sannyasi. Such person will be sarva karma sannyasi. Sarva karma sannyasi. What is the meaning of sannyasi here? Karma sannyas. You have to remember sravan mana niti dhyasan. And he is sarva visaya tyagi. Sarva visaya tyagi. He has withdrawn from the world. He has withdrawn from the world. How he withdrew from the world? He withdrew from the world by purifying his mind. How he purified his mind? Karma yoga did. When he completed his karma yoga, then subhecha will come. I want to know what is that truth. When karma yoga purifies, then this desire will come. When this desire will come, this karma yogi now become fit for karma sannyas. What is karma sannyas? Now he is going for sravan manan nididhyasan. After nididhyasan, he will do the nirvikalpa samadhi. He will have aparoksha anubhuti. How to go from Savikalp Samadhi to Nirvikalp Samadhi is Dhyana Yoga. How to sweat, how to meditate and all that will be given in the Dhyana Yoga. Muni Moksha Parayana is a Sarva Vishaya Parityagi, Vairagya from outside. And Sarva Karma Sannyasi, that means he has doing now Sravan Mananidhya. Bigat Iccha Bhaya Krodaya, he is free from the desire, fear and anger. No more desire. No more desire, no fear, and no anger. So contemplative Muni has got number one, he has kept sense object outside, number one. Number two, withdrawn from the world, Vairagya has come. Number three, his mudra is Ardha Nimilanam Chakshu, Ardha Nimilanam Chakshu. Fourth, he has harmonized pran and apan. Number five, he has mastered senses and mind. Number six, he has fixed his goal. My goal is mukti, moksha parayana. I want mukti. And number seven, he is free from the desire, fear and anger. So once we complete all these steps, after that, what you will get, Bhagwan will say. Itna karne ke baad mein, then you sit for meditation. After completing all the steps said in chapter 3, 4, 5, then comes Dhyan Yoga. But we all are interested in sitting in meditation without going through the steps of Karma Yoga, Karma Sannyasa, Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Then he said, Sada mukta eva sa, the sage is verily liberated forever. There is no doubt. Liberated forever. Ek bar janna hai, only one experience is sufficient. That Atman is there or not. Acha, in Vedanta, you know, the meditation is not compulsory. Even in Sravan Kal, if you are a fit candidate, you can become mukta there. You don't have to verify Atma hai ki nahi. It is only in Dhyan if you want to verify whether Atman is there or not. If you accept the Atman is there is no need of meditation also. Nahi chahiye kuch karne ka hai. If you accept that there is a positive line of 220 will give me sorrow. Very good. You are a wise person. But if you say no, I want to touch and experience. Karlo. Touch it. How many times you want to touch? Once in a lifetime. Second time you will not touch. Similarly, this experience, one experience is sufficient. In Vedanta, that also is not required. If you accept whatever scripture says, bas theek hai. Okay. So nothing else is to be done. So these are the verses. They are seed for Dhyan Yoga. Bij. Bij for Dhyan Yoga. So what is the fruit of Dhyan Yoga? Bhagwan, you are telling me, you give me a very long list of things to be done before I become successful. But pehle batao, it's a lifelong project. What will I get? Ye to pehle batao. First I want to know what fruit I will get. After that I will see whether I will start my sadhana or not. Bhagwan says, okay, I will tell you the fruit also. Next verse.
Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. Gyatva mam shanti mrichyati. Gyatva mam shanti mrichyati. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhidam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati.
In second line you will find gyatva mam. Mam means me. Gyatva, having known me. So first thing, gyatva mam means having known me. How? That I am bhoktaram yag tapsam. Bhuktaram, I am enjoyer. I am enjoyer of all your yagya and tapas. Two words are there. Yagya tapasam. What else, Bhagwan? That I am Sarva Lok Maheshwaram. I am the great lord of all world. Ananta Koti Brahmand. I am Maheshwar, Mahanishwar. Maheshwaram. Of Sarva Lok. And I am Suhridat Sarva Bhutanam. Suhridam? Friend. Sarva Bhutanam? All beings. I am friend of all beings. So you have to know, or we all have to know, what? That Bhagavan is the enjoyer of all yajna and tapas. Whatever yajna we do, who is the enjoyer? Bhagavan. Tapas, Bhagavan. And he is the great lord of all world and friend of all beings. So gyatva mam santim richati, knowing me, he will attain peace. He will attain peace. Mukti. He will attain sukh. But if you are thinking you will get $1 trillion, don't do dhyana yoga. You will not get. So knowing, how I should I know? Knowing is to be done in dhyana yoga, aparoksha anubhuti. It's not theoretical. It's practical. Knowing is to be done by dhyana yoga. What is to be known? What is to be known in dhyana? In dhyana you will come to know that I am not jiva, I am Brahman. This realization will happen. You will enter into dhyana as a jeev, but when you come out, you will be Brahman. Provided you have done all the steps said in 27 and 28. You have done sravan, manan, nididhyasan, karma, sannyas and all that. If you do it, you come as a Brahman. And not as a ansa of Bhagwan. Mamaivanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, chapter 15. No! I am not ansa. I am full Brahman. After realization, you don't become, I have become 1% Brahman. No. After realization, you have become 100% Brahman. Bhoktaram yag tapsam, yagya, tapas, austerity. What is tapas? Manascha indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. Mana and indriya. Ekagram, concentration of mind and senses. It's called the tapa. And yagya, the fire ritual, karma kand, whatever you do. Bhagavan says, whatever this yagya you do or your tapas you do, if you do it for me, no, I am the enjoyer of all yagya and tapas. And when we do the yagya, we say, no, the mantra. And then after that we say, Naidam Mama, this is not for me, Bhagwan, this is for you. So tapas, control of mind and sense also, Bhagwan says, it is a spiritual sadhana, do it for me. Do it for me. So all sadhana should be done for the happiness of the Lord. Why, even in the puja, even if you are not doing karma kand, if you are doing the puja here, at the last we say, Om Tat Sat Brahmarpanam Astu. Om Tat Sat. Whatever I have done, whatever shortcomings are there in the puja also, the moment I say Om Tat Sat, all shortcomings are gone. Brahmarpanam Astu. I am offering it to you. In Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagwan will say later on in chapter 9, Yat Karosi Yad Asnasi Yad Juhosi Tadasi Yat Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusva madarpanam. Yat karosi, whatever you are doing. Yad asnasi, whatever you are eating or whatever you are receiving by five organs of perception, you are receiving stimuli. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. We are eating all these things by through these five sense organs. Yad juhosi, whatever you are giving as an oblation into the fire ritual. Yad tadasi, whatever you are giving. Yad tadasi. Like Chinmay Mission is now saying, give charity. For what? For the COVID. We have to send money there. Yat tatasi. Yat tapasyasi. What is tapa? Just now I said. Manasya indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. Whatever tapa you are doing, Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra Arjun, Tat Kurusa Madarpan, you do it for me. In whole Bhagavad Gita, you will find Bhagavan will again and again, he will say, do it for me. That is Niskam Karma. Niskam Karma. So God loves people paying attention to him. It gives happiness to the Lord. Suppose somebody praises you. Don't you become happy? When we are doing aarti, Lord is listening everything. He becomes happy because we are praising him. He becomes happy. Sarvalok Maheswaram, Sarvalok Maheswaram, Prati Upakar Anapeksha Upakarinam. Without expecting anything in return, he helps us. Sarvalok Maheswaram. He helps us. But when we want help, we go to the temple, we make a contract. Pahle aap kaam karo, phir I do the puja. See? But he helps without expecting anything in return. And that Lord, know that Lord is in our heart. Knowing him, we attain peace. Knowing him by dhyan. We have to know it by dhyan. By nirvikalp samadhi, we have to know. And who is this Lord? Suhridam sarvabhutanam. He is the friend of all beings. He is the friend of all beings. So thus we end chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita here. And that is the seed for the last three verses are the seed. Or introduction to chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Dhyan Yoga. Now we read the Puspika Vakya.
Om Tat Saditi.
Om Tat Saditi.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu.
Srimad
Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu. Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Shastre, Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama, Panchamodhyayah. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.